It's not very effective on its own. Right now, as you said, we have a Geneva track, a Morocco track, and an Egyptian track, but we also have other international tracks as well with Libyan connections, one in Berlin, another in Russia, and elsewhere. The upside of this approach is that it engages the different stakeholders in different settings, which raises the profile of Libya and creates some positive momentum towards Libyan-Libyan deals with international backing. But the downside is when the mediator is not neutral. So Morocco, Germany, and Switzerland are all neutral, but Russia and Egypt are not main backers of the Eastern military commander. What's new in recent months is that Russia and Egypt and nearly everyone else have been marginalizing that Eastern commander's role, and that military gains on the ground by Turkey and Turkish-backed Tripoli and Misratin forces have created the gains that make the political deal possible. You want Egypt to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And to whatever degree Egypt pulls the strings in the east of Libya, there's some reason to have Egypt present during negotiations because they can give the green light for Libyans they are close to agree to things. Tunisia will host the next round at the end of October, and it will be Tunisia-based talks with Swiss, American, and German support that will get us closer to the ultimate political deal.
In Morocco, the second round of Libyan dialogue continued between the delegations of High Council of the State and the House of Representatives on methods for selecting candidates to assume sovereign positions in Libya. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with the head of the Presidential Council of Libya's Government of National Accord, Faiz Sarraj, to discuss Libya's new government. What do you make of that?
Well, just as Egypt is not well suited to broker a new Libyan political deal on its own, nor is Turkey. And just as Egypt's interests and strengths are less in the political area and more in the military area, Turkey's are the same as Egypt's. The talks in Morocco between the legislative bodies of Eastern and Western Libya are important on many levels, including privileging and empowering politically centered talks over military centered talks. So Erdogan and Sarraj's meeting surely covered a wide range of topics, but most importantly, they covered continued military support from Turkey to the Western government and the expansion of its training mission to help transform a group of militias in the West into an army. That helps Western Libya, it helps Eastern Libya, it helps a unified Libya, but it's only really the security track. It's also important, I think, to point out that since it was Haftar that was most unwilling to have political controls over his military, ultimately it was Turkey's military check on Haftar that created the conditions for these political negotiations. So however you view Erdogan's role and his reasons for it, there's no question that it was Turkey's role that was decisive in creating the military conditions for the current political talks.
UN support mission in Libya has confirmed that direct talks between the military sides will be held in Geneva on October 19, and the mission said it conditioned that the invited participants refrain from assuming any posts, political or sovereign, in Libya. Could that pave the way for a political solution in Libya?
Yes, but not by itself. The military talks have been the most difficult, and this is primarily because the spoilers to the Libyan conflict and to Libyan deals have been more military than economic or political, and, as I said, centered around the Eastern Field Marshal himself, who's still now threatening to spoil any deal and to block elections in the East next year. But his imposed order in the East has begun to crumble lately with his military defeats. Should the participants in Geneva commit to not taking on political roles? Yes. But that goes even more for participants that won't be in Geneva. So it's the symbolism of that gesture and the principle of the gesture that matters more than the facts that those actual five participants from the East and five participants from the West will be accepting those conditions. The talks in Geneva have a lot to accomplish. They have to establish the modalities for a demilitarized zone in central Libya. They have to work towards a combined military institution. They have to build trust among themselves because they don't meet and talk enough. But whether or not the political track succeeds depends, however, on the political talks, more than on just the military to military talks.